Hi, we're here at Unite, and now it's Matt Roberts' turn to get on the camera. Matt, tell us about yourself.
Hi, Matt Roberts. I'm a game producer at Microsoft Studios, and I'm working on a new mobile tablet game called Zoo Tycoon Friends that's coming out this fall for Windows 8 and Windows Phone.
Yep. Can you give us a sneak preview? I know it's not out, but can we record it today?
Yeah, definitely. Let me just give you a look at the game. So Zoo Tycoon Friends is a game that's really about building a zoo and caring for animals. So we designed this game for touch from the ground up, and we have just simple touch to pan around. You can zoom in. You can see here I have my tigers, and I can select a tiger habitat. The tigers have different levels of health and happiness. And my main goal is to basically make sure that these tigers are well fed and well cared for. So I can double tap on him. You can see he starts to interact with me. As I go around the zoo, I also have visitors that are attracted to see my animals, and they come and they visit the concessions, and I collect money as they come and they visit the zoo. That money can be used to expand my zoo and build new habitats for animals so I can adopt additional species. We have over 20 different species in the game, including gorillas, zebras, elephants, lions, and tigers, all the animals that you'd expect in a great zoo. And the idea is I can customize it however I want. I have lots of different decorations. I can design roads however I want. And I basically can collaborate with my friends to design the best zoo possible. And it runs on my Windows Phone and on my Windows 8 device. So when I log in on either Windows Phone or Windows 8, I'm able to access my game from anywhere.
So Matt, Zoo Tycoon was a brand that we've done before. Is this the same game? Is it what's the story here? Is it the exact same game?
Well, we wanted to think about how to do something really special for mobile and tablet and PC from the ground up. So Zoo Tycoon Friends is an original game that we've built from scratch on Unity. It's an addition to the franchise. It's different than what we've done on Xbox with Kinect before, because it's meant to, first of all, it's going to be a free-to-play game, and we're going to allow players to get into the game for free and download it for free. And the way that we're actually designing the monetization is by selling virtual currencies and having some video advertising.
What made you choose Unity? I mean, you could have gone anywhere.
Well, our partners, Behavior Interactive, are very familiar with Unity, and they had a great tool pipeline already built on the engine and a lot of experienced developers in their studio who knew Unity. That was a big selling point for us. Additionally, we didn't have a lot of time. We were trying to build the game in about a year, and Unity seemed like a really good choice because we didn't have to build an engine from scratch. We wanted some basic presentation, UI, that kind of stuff. We wanted to focus on gameplay out of the box. So that was important for us to pick a pre-existing engine that let us do that.
Is there any other benefits to using Unity from your side? For example, the C# angle, does that appeal to you guys?
Absolutely. We have built a back-end service to power the social features of the game on Azure from the ground up. So that's a service that we've also written entirely in C#. It's actually been a really amazingly productive environment to be able to write C# on Azure and also C# in Unity. Not only does this unify our development environment where the entire development team is writing C# full stack, it also allows us to reuse a lot of the code. So for example, a lot of the validation logic that we have on the client that ensures that certain transactions are executed in a particular order when you're collecting things from your zoos or taking care of your animals, we replay those transactions on the server on Azure verbatim using the exact same C# code that we wrote the client. So it's a write once, use multiple places, all C# full stack, and that's been actually really, really productive.
Yep. Now, you're using Azure, but you also have Xbox Live integration, right? How hard was it to get Xbox Live in a Unity game? You're probably one of the few that I know that's done that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that hard. We'd done it before on a few titles for Windows 8 and Windows Phone previously. The approach was basically like writing another plugin for Unity. It has a great plugin support, so we were able to wrap a lot of the Xbox calls in relatively simple ways. And we also use Xbox for all our authentication. So even using features like logging in through Xbox, Unity gave us the ability to expose that functionality of the SDK in relatively easy ways.
Great. Anything else that we're missing?
Another important part of building an online service with Azure and writing C# everywhere was we even wrote a lot of our automated testing in C#. So we have load tests and unit tests that exercise the shared client code on our Unity clients and on our Azure service. Those are the same unit tests, and we use Visual Studio Online actually to run those. So every time we have a new server release, we have a ton of automated testing. We're testing hundreds of API automatically using C Sharp. And those are the same shared code that I mentioned we use across the client and the server. So our focus has really been about using Unity and C Sharp to increase productivity and reduce errors. And I got to say that that's actually the first time I've taken that pattern on in a game that I've developed. And I would certainly do it again because we've been happy with the results.
Yep. So it's a great game. I've been playing it in the internal beta as you shared it. And so people, please watch out for it to come out and play it. It's going to be both on Windows and phone.
That's right.
So, and you also have Zoo Tycoon on Xbox, I guess.
Yep, and Zoo Tycoon is available now for the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One.
Yep. So thank you very much for coming, Matt. And, you know, hope you enjoyed the rest of the conference.
Thanks, Jaime.
Yep.